Committee of the Subcommittee of General Government, Ways and Means. Thank you very much. Good morning. Our committee assistant this morning is Karen Seegers. Dallas Wyan is here representing the Legislative Fiscal Office. This morning we are going to be receiving recommendations from the Legislative Fiscal Office relative to Senate Bill 5544, the budget for the Treasurer of the State. Dallas, could you go ahead and start us in on your discussion, please?
Sure, Mr. Chair. Members of the committee, you have before you our recommendations. For the record, I'll go through them briefly. With respect to Treasury operations, if you remember during the public hearings, Treasury came forward with a proposal to adjust its budget, make reductions in Treasury operations, and asked for some additional limitation for their deferred or the qualified tuition savings program. So your staff recommendation is that we approve the treasurer's proposed adjustment to the Treasury operations portion of the budget by reducing expenditure limitation by $1,792,189 and eliminating three vacant positions, which equates to 3.4 FTE. They're also taking maybe one position part-time. And This was their proposal to acknowledge the reduced inflation rate, wage freezes on the salary range 38 and above, and other internal savings, as well as recognize a little bit of cost shift to the qualified tuition savings program. In addition to this amount, we recommend an additional reduction of $81,572 to recognize the savings from the DAS assessment and rate reductions and the reduction in the AG billing rate and the impact of the governor's expansion of the wage freeze to the positions lower than salary range 38. With respect to the qualified tuition savings program, we would recommend the subcommittee approve the treasurer's proposed adjustment to the program by increasing the expenditure limitation by $1,409,609. This was to reflect growth in the program. There was a significant amount of additional professional services in there for audit and marketing expenses, plus just the general cost of operating the program. It is growing. And this would also recognize the program share of allocated overhead costs within the treasurer's office. Additionally, we would recommend a reduction of $13,611 for savings from the wage freeze, reduction in DAS assessments and rates, and a reduction in the Attorney General billing rate. The treasurer gave us their performance measures during the public hearings, and we would recommend acknowledging that the subcommittee has reviewed them and is in general agreement with them. We believe that treasurer's performance measures are consistent with the industry norms with respect to operating the treasury.
Do we have those performance measurements in the book?
Yes, sir. They should be in front of your binder.
I'm sorry, I didn't get a chance to re-review those over the weekend, Dallas. So. Thank you.
most of their benchmarks or their performance measurements are really related to investment and banking practices, investments and returns, banking and cost of services provided vis-a-vis industry standards. I'm looking for their staff to correct me on this. I'm going from memory now. So. So you'll see their performance to benchmarks. The benchmarks that they have established are, they have reviewed them, I believe, during the public hearing. They're developed from industry. From the industry, they're top 10 percentile, I guess. I'm going from memory now.
And
some
actually higher.
Thank you.
Oh,
and some are actually higher. Yes, Linda.
Yeah, Linda, would you like to go ahead? We're just in a public hearing portion of this of the subcommittee, so.
Good morning. For the record, Linda Hagman, Deputy State Treasurer. Yes, Mr. Chair, the analyst is correct. Our performance measures from the investment side are relative to industry standard benchmarks such as the S&P 500, the Russell series of indices. The top percentile that was referred to is relative to our peer group, so other similarly sized pension funds, public pension funds.
Okay, I beg your pardon. I just haven't gone back and reviewed those, Linda. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dallas.
Mr. Chair. Also, we would like to have in the record the acknowledgement that the Treasury, we'll put it in the budget report, that the Treasurer should be allowed to adjust the revenues in the budget system to reflect changing revenue, the environment. This is the one we also did with the Department of Administrative Services. They need some authority to go in and make changes within the budget system. Generally, the changes in expenditure are provided by the legislature. So as revenue changes, though we quite often don't do that legislatively, this would give the agency the capability to make the adjustments to the budgeted revenues as the situation warrants.
Give them access other funds limitations. Is that correct?
No, Mr. Chair. What this would do is if revenues are less than expected or more than expected, they could adjust them in within the budget system so that as we see the budget play out, the revenues are more properly reflective of the real world. Expenditures, of course, are governed by the legislature.
Okay.
And this just allows them to, at the end of the period, have a budget to actual that's really more comparable to what was originally put in place back in April, a year and a half prior to the budget. Also, we are recommending the amendment to the budget bill to separate the other funds expenditure limitation for Treasury operations from that of the Qualified Tuition Savings Program. We do not recommend that they do any internal reallocation of FTE for incidental staff support between the programs, but because Treasury operations are funded by rates and assessments of governmental agencies versus the Qualified Tuition Savings Program, which is funded out of program assets, we felt that it was justifiable and warranted to segregate the limitation for those purposes. And so what I have proposed here is an amendment to Senate Bill 5544 that, first of all, reflects the revised budgeted amounts if you adopt my recommendations, and is split up between administrative expenses of Treasury operations and administrative expenses of the Qualified Tuition Savings Program.
Dallas, in the legislative fiscal analysis, it was my understanding during the public testimony, that in fact the administrative expense for the Qualified Tuition Savings Program was in fact maintained and operated and accounted for separately. The separation of the budget note relative to the Qualified Tuition Savings Program does not indicate that you found any inappropriate commingling, just that you want to continue to maintain the separate identity and nature of those two resources.
That is correct, Mr.
Okay.
Chair.
Are the last time we...
question, Representative Patrick?
So last time that we gave him the seed money from general fund to start this, correct? And so
that
we're just doing the full transition now.
Yes, that
the fund is up and running.
Right, and it was very easy to track it
when
it was general funded versus
right.
Fund. So,
other questions for Mr. Ryan? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and open then a work session on Senate Bill 5544 for the Treasurer of the State. We've heard the recommendations of legislative fiscal. Are there questions, further questions of legislative fiscal or the department? Representative Patridge?
Mr. Chair, I'd move to amend Senate Bill 5544 pursuant to the May 9th, 2003 memo that Mr. Wyan prepared. It includes the administrative expense of Treasury operations at $17,627,079 and administrative expenses of the Qualified Tuition Savings Program of $1,395,998. That's the revised Section 1 indicated in the May 9th memo.
You heard the motion. Are there any objections to that motion? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Chair, I'd move Senate Bill 5544 as amended by Mr. Wyan's May 9th, 2003 memo by this committee, the full committee with a due-pass recommendation.
You've heard the recommendation. You've heard the recommendation and the motion. Are there any objections? Hearing and seeing none, so ordered. Dallas?
Mr. Chair, thank you. Members of the committee will need carriers.
Thank you very much. Why don't I carry it to the House side, and Senator Devlin will carry it to the Senate side.
And you'll carry it to the full, sir.
Okay. I'll carry it to the full. With that, any further good of the order? Tomorrow is Employee Relations Board, and we should all have had a handout from Monica on the Employee Relations Board. Thank you very much, and I understand that the Treasurer was unavoidably detained elsewhere, and I appreciate that call. With that, we will go ahead and close General Government for today until even hour tomorrow. Thank you.